If you missed the first season of HBO's Flight of the Conchords, do not worry. The two stars can sum up a year's worth of shows in just 11 seconds.
Two guys from New Zealand come to New York, and they're a band, and they fail to...
Weekly.
They fail every week, yeah, at 10 o'clock.
You see, the band has no gigs, only one fan, and a hapless manager. And through it all, Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie greet their failures with awkward silence.
Stereotypical sense of humor in New Zealand is dry and understated.
Even to the point of having none at all.
We've definitely used that.
It's kind of bordering on boring. We keep it at that edge.
Which makes it all the more delightful when the boys burst into song.
And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you were definitely in the top three.
The quirky musical numbers made Flight of the Conchords a cult hit. Far more people watch their video clips on YouTube than tune in for the half-hour episode on HBO. And each show brings a different parody. Jermaine trots out his Barry White moves.
You turn to me and say something sexy like,
I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, baby. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time.
And then Brett brings on his rap alter ego, the Rhymenoceros.
Other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy. Why?
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 What? Why exactly?
What? Why?
Be more constructive with your feedback, please. Why?
Why?
They do psychedelica, reggae, new wave, French pop.
Camembert, Jacques Cousteau, baguette.
And a whole riff on what it would be like if NASA launched David Bowie into space.
Drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJaggernauts. So and they think it's pretty cool.
While the show was on hiatus, an album by the Conchords debuted at number 3 on the Billboard chart, and the band has been selling out their tour dates, which puts a lot more pressure on the boys for their second season on HBO. How do you play convincing losers when you're already a hit? At a soundstage in Brooklyn, they're filming the last episode of season 2. It explains how the Conchords got together and their early days in America, or at least a fictionalized version of the story. Jermaine and Brett are practicing a scene about how they came up with the idea for their very first song.
Let's go to this party.
We have to finish this song, man. We don't have any songs.
You've forgotten how to rock the party.
You know who likes to rock the party.
Oh, yeah? Who likes to rock the party?
That's it, man. That's it. Who likes to rock the party?
It didn't really happen that way. During a break in the filming, Jermaine and Brett explained that they were college students and then roommates together in New Zealand.
We weren't really planning on playing to an audience. We were just messing around, mainly for our flatmates. Even they didn't like some of the songs, but we continued to play them while they were making their dinner.
All the while, the two were auditioning for acting roles on New Zealand TV and never getting the parts.
I remember a day saying, let's forget acting, let's make a band. And this is the band we made.
And then by making a band, we got a TV show.
Ironically. Mm.
And now they joke that they're one of New Zealand's top exports after lamb, butter, and Lord of the Rings DVDs. Just don't expect their real-life success to spill over into the sitcom.
It seems like the second season, if anything, has some darker themes. Like perhaps by Jermaine and I living in America for a couple of years now, we've lost a little bit of our naivety.
It's almost, actually in this series, almost every episode is about losing our innocence.
Jermaine even tries to become a gigolo. Although he's so bad at it, he has to solicit his customers over the phone.
Hi, Carol, it's Jermaine here. I was just calling to say, do you remember how we slept together about 6 times, I think it was, last year in February? Yeah, I'm a prostitute now. So I was wondering if I might be able to get some money for that. Maybe about $40 a time, that's $3 off. Oh, also, would you be interested in going out again sometime? I'd love that. Okay, Bye.
In order to rescue him, Brett croons his own version of that song by the Police, Roxanne.
You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a manhole, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a night hooker boy, hooker red boy, go home.
Flight of the Conchords Season 2 debuts on HBO this Sunday. And if you don't have cable, well, the band has learned some tricks from their online cult status. They'll now offer the show's songs for download on the internet after every episode airs. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.